This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol choyle Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. We're talking about somebody who has to go to Galus because he killed someone b'shoigig, and now we're going to talk about, and that he only goes out of Galus, he only goes, leaves the Ir Miklat when the Kohen Gadol passes away, when the Kohen Gadol dies. So when is there a exception to that? And what happens when there is an exception for leaving the Ir Miklat? Nigmar dinoi beloi Kohen Gadol. If when they finished the Din Torah and they found him guilty that he has to go run to a Ir Miklat, there was no Kohen Gadol that was the Kohen Gadol of the Yidden at the time. They were between Kohen Gadol. Or Ha'hoyre Kohen Gadol, someone who the person who he killed b'shagig was the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol Shaharag, the Kohen Gadol himself, if he killed someone b'shagig. Eino yotzi misham la'olam. Those are exceptions to the rule where they don't have a Kohen Gadol to say the Kohen Gadol, when he passes away, he's going to be the one who's making him leave, and therefore he does not leave at all, forever. And he does not leave, he's not supposed to leave the Ir Miklat on any, for any occasion, for anything. Loid le'edus mitzvah, not even if he saw something that was a mitzvah. For example, if he saw the moon, when the moon became a new moon, so they were mechadish the chadashim, they were mekadosh the new month by doing kiddush, by doing mechadosh of the levana, by doing it through edus. So if he was the one, he was one of the two edim that saw the levana b'chidushay when it became a new moon, he cannot go out of the Ir Miklat to go tell the bezdin and to be made so that they can make a proper day for the Rosh Chodesh. They would not be able to accept. He can't leave. If he leaves, he's liable to get killed by the Goel Adam. So the Bezdin won't have him to be made, even if he's the only one. He and the other person are the only one that can give edus for this. And not if he has some kind of edus that he could talk about, that there's a that there's money. Someone owes someone else money, he can't go tell, he's not potter to go and tell this to Bezdin. He shouldn't leave the Ir Miklat because he could get killed. V'leide edus nefashis, and not even for edus of being done for someone else who got killed. Whether it's to tell Bezdin that somebody is innocent or guilty on that din Torah. Even if the Yidden need him, what would be an example of all the Yidden need him? An example is a general, a philosar tzevo Yisrael, even if he is the general of the Yidden. Kiyoev ben Tzeruya, like Yoev ben Tzeruya was the general of all the Yidden. And if it would have been such a person that went, that killed someone b'shagig, and therefore he went to Galus to Ir Miklat, and yotzei misham la'olam, he should not go out of there at all. Over here doesn't mean la'olam forever. It means it shouldn't go out of there at all for any of these reasons. Shenema asher nos shama, that is, it says in the pasuk that he sought refuge there. He ran there to be saved. Shamtei di rasai, that's where he should have his inhabiting. That's where he should be living. Shamtehei misasai, that's if he dies during the time before the Kohen Gadol does, then he should die there. Shamtvei kurasai, that's where he should be buried if he dies there. Kishem shayir kaletes, just like the, now there's a separate din about Ir Miklat, is that not just the Ir itself, the city itself, but also the surrounding space around it, as much as a Tchum Shabbos. Just like a person go out of a city, the Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos, so too, it belongs to the city, and it's considered saving the person. Kishem she'yikud ledes, just like the city itself, the confines of the city, is save somebody, kach tchum akoylet. So too, the 2,000 amos that are around it, the tchum Shabbos that's around it, is also saves a person. So here's a person who's within the tchum of an ir miklat, and therefore he's also saved from there. Ritzeach shiyotza chutz l'tchum, a ritzeach that goes outside of the tchum umtzoy goyel adam, and the goyel adam found him. He made a mistake. He took one step out by mistake. Too bad. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he can be killed by the goyel adam. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I'm a mitzvah biyad goyel adam. That the goyel adam has actually a mitzvah in any of these cases to kill the ritzeach. Urushus biad kaladam, and anyone else has a rishus, is allowed to, anyone who's a hayug b'shaygig, anyone can go and kill him. He's allowed to. Rabbi Kiva says, rishus biad goyel adam, it's not a mitzvah for the goyel adam to kill him. It's a rishus. He's allowed to. But v'chala adam, for anyone else, they're not allowed to kill him, but they're not mechuyev misa if they do kill him. It's not that level of an avera. Ein chayav nolav. They're not mechuyev misa if they do kill him. So here you have a man who's just stepped outside of the ir miklat, and he looks like you have to go outside of mezid to be able to be mechuyev like this. But if the goyel adam sees him, he has this is the machlekes that we were saying, according to Reb Yossi Aglili, it's a mitzvah, and according to Reb Akiva, it's a rishus, and if this is just anyone else that sees him, according to Reb Yossi Aglili, it's a rishus, and according to Reb Akiva, it is usser, but he does not get the mitzvah for it, right? So this would be Reb Akiva's version of it. The goyel adam has rishus, and any other person has an iser, but he's not considered. He doesn't get killed for that iser. Now, what exactly makes the edges and the boundary of that tchum? So, what happens if there's a usually it's the way we did it, the way you saw it on this picture, right? So there's a square that's drawn around the outside of a city. Now, what happens if at the edge there's a tree? Is that tree considered inside the tchum or outside the tchum, or inside the boundary or outside the boundary? So, ilon shehu oimed besoich ha-tchum, a tree that's standing inside of the boundary of the tchum, v'noifei noite chutz l'tchum, and the branches and the leaves are extending out of the tchum, ein oimed chutz l'tchum, or it's standing outside of the tchum, v'noifei noite l'toich ha-tchum, and the branches are extending into the tchum. So what would you say, right? So here's a tree here's the tchum, this is the boundary of that tchum, but the branches of the tree are outside of the branches of the tree are inside of the tchum. This tree extends outside, it is standing outside of the tchum, but the branches of the tree are standing inside of the tchum. Same way, the opposite is here. Here you have the tchum, this tree is standing inside of the tchum, but the branches are outside of the tchum. Hakol hoylech achar hanoif. Everything goes according to the branches and the leaves, not according to where the trunk of the tree is. So even if the tree is standing outside of the boundary, it's still whoever's under this tree or in this tree is considered within the tchum of the ir miklat and is saved. Harag ba'isa ir. Let's say somebody died, somebody was killed b'shoigeg within the city of the ir miklat. Goyle mishchun l'shchuna. He has to go still to Golos. How do you go to Golos when you're inside of a city that's an ir miklat? From one neighborhood to the other neighborhood. Uben Levi, and somebody who's a Levi. Remember, these cities are the cities of the Levium. So what does he do? He goes goyle me'ir l'ir. He has the chiyuv to go to a different. He lives in an ir miklat. He has to go to a different ir miklat to live. Yashar koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.